Yes, hello, good evening. My name is Oscar. I'm from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and this will briefly just take 5 minutes of your time. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you. And keep in mind your answers are strictly confidential, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Now, what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county election office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. And when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always or, I'm sorry, most of the time or some of the time or rarely or never?
When there's a primary, do I vote?
When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always or most of the time or some of the time?
So I'll say always. This will be my first primary because I just moved here a little over a year ago. So, but I always vote in elections.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. And do you recognize the name Donald Trump?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, neutral, or no opinion towards him? It's your opinion.
It's a favorable, unfavorable, or what?
The options are favorable, unfavorable, or neutral, or no opinion.
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. And do you recognize the name Ron DeSantis?
Yes.
In your, do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral, or no opinion towards him?
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. And how about Rick Scott? Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, neutral, or no opinion towards him?
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay. And the last one on this. Do you recognize the name Keith Groves?
Keith who?
Keith Groves.
No, I don't.
No? Okay. No problem. Thank you. And the next question. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Groves?
I don't know, Keith. I'll say Rick Scott. I really don't know, to tell you the truth. I'll say Rick Scott.
All right. Thank you. And do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat.
All right. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator? Approve, disapprove, or not sure?
Not sure.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government? Approve, disapprove, not sure?
Not sure.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security? Approve, disapprove, or not sure?
Not sure.
Okay, thank you. And during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate, despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy. Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blamed Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure to make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I'm going to ask you again. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Groves?
Probably Rick Scott, because I don't know who Keith Groves is.
Okay, thank you. And do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age group? Stop me when I get there. In between 18 to 34, in between 35 to 49, in between 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Caucasian or Black African American or Hispanic Latino or Asian or other?
White Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. All right. And like I told you, it was a quick survey, so this concludes our survey. I do thank you so much for your participation. Keep in mind that your opinion is very important, okay? So thank you so much for participating. Enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.